Early European place naming. European explorers and map makers who arrived by ship gave the first European place names. These early names usually first appeared on maps and followed the coast or places sighted from it, such as mountains. Naming the country and the main islands. Dutch explorer Abel Tasman sighted New Zealand's western coasts in 1642. Tasman called his discovery Statenland, thinking it might be part of Statenland in southern South America. But it was not. Dutch cartographers named the islands Nova Zeelandia on a 1646 world map. This is the Latin translation of the Dutch New Zealand, after the Dutch province of Zeeland. It was by that name, New Zealand in English, that the country came to be known. There is no known Māori name for New Zealand as a whole, but Māori had names for the North Island and South Island. The South Island was known as Te Waka o Māui, the canoe of Māui, Te Waka o Aoraki, the canoe of Aoraki, Te Wai Ponamu, the greenstone waters, or Te Wahi Ponamu, the place of greenstone. The North Island was called Te Ika o Māui, the fish of Māui, or Aotearoa. People now use Aotearoa to mean the whole of New Zealand. The names North, Middle and South for the three islands had appeared on a map by 1820. In 1840, Lieutenant Governor William Hobson named them New Ulster, New Munster and New Leinster, after three Irish regions, but these names did not last. The South Island was recorded as an alternative to Middle Island in the 1830s and became the common name by 1907. In 2013, alternative names were formalised for the two main islands, North Island, or Te Ika o Māui, and South Island, or Te Wai Ponamu, with either English or Māori used, or a combination of both. Early European explorers. Abel Tasman named a few geographic features as he sailed along New Zealand's west coast. Many, such as Murderer's Bay, did not last, while others like Cape Maria van Diemen and Manawatahi, Three Kings Islands, are still in use. Some places are named after Tasman, for example Mount Tasman, Hopapa Tasman Glacier, and Tasman Region. James Cook named more widely than Tasman did. He used a variety of methods for the names he gave to places, for example, descriptive, Flat Island, Bay of Islands, metaphorical, Bay of Plenty, Poverty Bay, narrative, Bream Bay, Cape Runaway, Cape Turn Again, Cape Farewell, Cape Foul Wind, acknowledging royalty, Queen Charlotte Sound, recognising officers in the British Admiralty, Cape Brett, Cape Colville, Edgecombe, Hawke Bay, Cape Palliser, Mount Egmont and Cape Egmont, the professional members of his ship, Banks Island, which became Banks Peninsula, and Solander Island. There are Cook names found throughout New Zealand, from north to south. Many of these are now official dual place names, for example, Turangi Nui a Kiwa, Poverty Bay, and Queen Charlotte Sound, Tōtaranui. Is there a place with the name Cook in it near your place? Later explorers. Other explorers named places on similar lines to Tasman and Cook, but not many names have survived. Dumont d'Urville named Passe de Francais, French Pass, which he sailed through in 1827. The pass separates the mainland and Rangitoto Ki Te Tonga, D'Urville Island, which later took his name. Names given in Fiordland by Philippe Bouza on the Spanish Malaspina expedition were replaced when the Acheron surveyed the coast and harbours in 1848-51, but were later restored. From ship to shore. Names of early ships have also become place names. The Coromandel, Chatham and Pegasus ships visited New Zealand's shores between 1791 and 1820, and Coromandel Peninsula, Chatham Islands, Pegasus Bay and Port Pegasus were named after them. The English part of Stewart Island, Rakiura, was named after William Stewart, who visited and mapped the island in 1809 aboard the Pegasus.